what happens in the classroom?
So our classes are digitally proficient in the sense that we have the visualizers and interactive whiteboards, and now we've got a little cute robot who also goes into the classroom and talks, something like what Siri does, Siri or Alexa does, something like that, but in a robot form, and just talks to the children, and we can play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with the children, but the questions are fed in by the teacher. That so if she's teaching about plants, she'll feed in questions about plants. So it's a good way to get children just excited about it. And obviously the one thing that changes is that the attention level of students is far higher, because even the kids who have shorter attention spans, they tend to stay engaged and listening. Oh my God, this robot is saying this. It's so cute. It's so much fun. So that's really interesting to see how kids are integrating with the robots. But at the end of the day, as I said, the human element, the teacher, is the one who drives the classroom. Yes, the others can be other people in the car, but the driver of the car has to be the teacher. She has to be the one behind the steering wheel who's making the class move forward. And at Podar World Schools, we do really believe in integrating technology, but without losing the human element, and eventually getting the best out of the technology. If it's benefiting the student, that's why we should do it, not just for sake of technology.
How do you measure your impact in the space that you're in? The impact, and how do you balance it between sustaining yourself? Because technology, I presume, is not that cheap. So how do you balance that?
The impact you can see is if the grades or if the learning or if the personality of the children is improving. So if you see the children have learned via a new 3D teaching equipment and they are understanding the concepts better, that means that I have made an impact. If they are able to express what they are learning better, then that means that I have made an impact. I'll give you an example. Earlier we used to have, for example, if we're teaching the brain, a human brain to a child, what would you do? There would be a textbook, maybe in black and white, and there would be a picture of the brain. What does the child understand? Now we have this immersive 3D simulated software that the teacher, she'll get out a human skeleton, a body on the screen. You can take out the skin and the brain and the bones, the skull, and then you can see, oh, the brain is out here. Now, when you see the brain, you can rotate the brain, you can zoom in, zoom out, you can label the brain, you can open the brain to see what happens inside it. You can understand this is the prefrontal cortex, this is the hippocampus. You can understand actually what is happening. Now, think of trying to tell a student, this is a diagram of a brain. Where is the hippocampus? Where is the prefrontal cortex? What does this part of the brain help you doing? What controls the left brain and the right brain? Nothing will be understood in a black and white diagram. But through this technology, you really see the difference, not only in the children's attention, they are so much more interested, but also in their understanding of the concept.
Yeah. That means basically they need to use virtual...
No, it's not even that. It's not the headset. Yes, you can also do it with the headset, but the thing with the headset is they tend to be heavy. So I have actually worn one myself, and for after 10 minutes, you're just like, you start getting a headache. So it's important that instead of just the headset, it's actually on a screen. So on the screen, you can rotate it and do those 3D equipment modeling, yeah. I think the most important factor is belief in the student. Our Asian systems of education, what they end up doing is taking out the belief of the child. So if the child is not good in math, science, and a few languages, you tend to think that, no, you're no good. You're not behaving well. You are not a good child, or you're not a proficient child. Why? That child has other proficiencies. He might be intelligent in something else. So that's the most important thing in an education system is belief. You believe in each child that's entrusted to you because each one of them has a spark. It's up to us as educators to light that spark or to put off that spark. If we light that spark, that child can go and become the next future leader of our country, of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But if we put that spark off, that poor child is not going to be able to reach his or her own potential.
How are you working with policymakers and the government, maybe in India or mm-hmm. maybe globally, mm-hmm. To bring about this change in and the transformation in education space?
We have meetings with the various board of governors, the educators, education ministry people, and explain to them the best practices, because not often do government end up coming to shows like this or to other educational best practices show. Even if they come, they just come to take a ribbon cutting or to take a photo and leave. They're not really interested in the beneficial effects of the students, which is where we come in. Because we have an interest in bettering the student's life. If we are bettering the student life, that's of value to me. And how do I do that? So I will go to these shows and other people like that, and then we go to the ministry and make representations that, look, Finland is doing this, UK is doing this, Malaysia is doing this, England is doing this, and let's learn. Let's pick up the best from each of them and see how we can customize it and fit it in our model. Because you can't just take a one-size-fits-all and say that what's happening in Finland will work in India. It may not. What's working in Malaysia will work in India. It may not. But what we can do, we can implement, it needs to be implemented. And, of course, government are the real drive changers. They are the ones who make those changes. So we go to them and really push and bang down that door and say, these are the things you need to do for the interest of the children. And eventually everyone wants the best for the children, because the future of a country is the child. Children may only be about 25 or 30% of the population, but they are 100% of your future. Your country depends on it. Each country depends on it, on the children. They are the ones who are going to lead the country to the next generation.
So that's going to be like an ongoing process.
Exactly. Exactly. It has to be.
Okay. Thank you for that. What do you think is the next game changer in education?
I think VR, virtual reality, and artificial intelligence. These two are the next technologies that are just mind-blowing, and it's amazing to see how things are changing so fast. There's a company in Florida that has got something like $14 billion of funding from companies like Google and Alibaba and all of them. And do you know how many products they've released till now in 7 years? Not even one. But that's the kind of belief and confidence that companies like Google and Alibaba, who know what they're doing, they know all, and they have that much of confidence in this product that's going to still come out, and it's all about artificial intelligence. I'll give you a quick example. It's in stealth mode, so they don't really say too much, but a little small example is that what happens is, say if you're doing a surgery of a heart, an angioplasty, an angiography, and there's a heart of a patient on the table operation theater, and the doctors, and they don't know now which vein to go and touch next. So what they do is they just swipe up, and that person's heart, with that person's history, the cholesterol, whatever, and genetic history, is now off there virtually on in the air. Then they try out a diagram and do whatever they have to do on that virtual heart, and they see, did it work? Did it not work? Okay, if it worked, swipe it back down and go and do it. It's life-changing. Now, that's in the medical field, but even in education, these things are going to be mind-blowing. They're going to change the way we think of education. But I hope we guard against not losing humanity. The humanness has to be there.